Excellent. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Thank you so much. Yourself?
Welcome. My brother's very, very famous. Warren Carlos. He's the one that writes in the...
Why? Do we get tomorrow? We got 45 points?
Yeah. Mantis!
Seltza! Smart. Shmuel, who's this guy next to you? Shalom Aleichem. Ah. Yeah? Ma? Test. Works. Boruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaroi. Where are all the kids sitting? Kids have places to sit? Oh. Where's Yoel Stefanski? Is he here? He's here. He's right here. Yo, you want to come to the front? You're all the way in the back? He's on of like his father. Look at that. Unbelievable. Okay. What are we doing here? Hello. Second floor, halavai, this should stay. This reminds me of pre-corona. Wow. All right. Go to Vochra Boisai. Yossi, it's great to see you. We have so many amazing guests here from all over the place. It reminds me of pre-corona, pre-COVID. It's not a seat in the house. We built it a little small. Baruch Hashem. We have guests from South Africa. I don't want to mention his name. We have guests from the next door building. Hasn't been here in a year. It's unbelievable. Wow. Tonight, there's a little bit of a matzav going on here. We have pizza. You could eat it as it comes in. If you're makpid to wash, then don't eat it right away. Le'ilu nishmas imi merosi ruspas Mordechai. And tonight's pizza is sponsored by Yosef Biliak. Le'ilu nishmas, his grandmother, Rivka Bas Chaim Moshe. Also sponsored by Ilana Garfield, in honor of Sam's birthday, you're the best husband and dad we could ever ask for. You see, a woman knows where to put the sponsorships, what means a lot to her husband. Wishing you many more happy and healthy years to keep steiging. Happy birthday, we love you. By Benjamin Kessler, in honor of my friends and family in NDY, especially my brother Aaron Hirsch, Yochanan Iskowitz, Rabbi Mati Grunberg, and all others involved in the beautiful Queen Siyum in front of the scenes behind, Yoshikoichachem, and before Shleima 4, Simcha Aliza Bas Clara, you can see on Moshe Ben Sara, Aliza Toiva Bas Esther Gruna, Shom Shadab Aliyah, the Chaylim Shadab Rafua. I chose this because this is the first email from Sechta Sukkah, and this is by a Magid Shir from Boca, Rabbi Aryeh Esterson. As you revisited your list of daf positives, I couldn't help but smile. I had a 9:30 flight from New York and was delayed and wouldn't be taken off until 12:40 a.m. Of course, I was annoyed. One of the thoughts that calmed me down was that now I would be able to start Masechta Sukkah with you live over Zoom at 12:15 New York time. You're right, Rebelli. You can read that a few times. You are right, Rebelli. You're right, Rebelli. The people who learn when they travel are mostly the ones who are doing the daf. I learned the daf twice during my 12:40 to 3:45 a.m. flight. As an added bonus, he texted his brother. He mentioned that he saw a picture of him in the Miami Seum. And when he found that he's watching the shir, he decided to join as well. So add Shmuel Esterson to your Lincolnwood MDY Hever, Lincolnwood. I have a house in Lincoln now, and I lived in Lincoln for many years. That's in Chicago, like next to Chicago. Well, okay, I guess maybe I know him. Mazel tov and Yuma, the Kaisel scene seemed beautiful. We all deserve to celebrate our next scene. There, Emir Tashem, by the Kaisel. Where are you from? What's the, should I say the organization? What is it? Western Wall Heritage Foundation. Say your name, Nachamal. We don't want to say your name. Yogi Lishitsky from the Western Wall Heritage Foundation. Shkoyah for being here tonight. All the way from Yerushalayim. This one is from Yosef Bein. I want to give a testimony to the guy that's Delio Shlita point about catching up later and that you'll love learning. Unfortunately, I'm the shleishim from my mother. During Shiva, I was unable to learn Daf Yomi. Before listening to Rebbe Yisrael, I probably would have given up. I'll be more than a week behind. I want to blame and thank Eli at the same time. Every morning during Shiva, the first thing that came to my mind after davening was, I can't do the daf today. Why can't Shiva be over? I was so, that's exactly, that's the point. That's why you can't learn, to be distraught. I was so distraught that I could not do the daf or listen to Shir. When Shiva was finally over, I was so happy I can start doing the daf again. But how would I catch up? So I took Eli's advice and listened to the Shir that day and hoped I would catch up with the missing davening. Here's Yogi, did the daf, four cycles, never missed a single daf in four cycles. We're not going to be able to be like that, but in case you miss, catch up later. Do today's daf and catch up later. Five cycles, sorry. Five cycles. There's a big difference, 7.5 year difference, five cycles. We're all in the beginning of the first cycle. What year did you start? 83. See, Panovich math, I should have copped it like that. No, I'm a little off today. 83. He started when he was 2 years old. And Mamish and Nessa happened a couple days later. We were having electric work being done in our house, so I had no power for 6 hours. He had no power, was able to learn Torah. I saw this as a sign from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, taking away the distraction, giving me the time to do that. Baruch Hashem, I caught up. This is proof to Eli's testament because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will help you catch up. You don't need to make sure to keep on. Make the daf yours. All the best. Yosef Bein. Yishkoyach. I think we had enough for today. Or I could read this long one or not. Okay. Rabbi Sai, today is Daf Gimel. And we are holding all the way in the bottom of Daf Beis, Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Just to review real quickly. We had a machlokes in the mission between Rabbi Yehuda. Why are people standing in the back over there? We need some chairs. We don't have. Okay. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah. If a sukkah is taller than 20 amos, whether it's pasul or kosher. Then in the Gemara we had three shitas. One shita said that the whole machlokes if a sukkah is taller than 20 amos only exists when the walls reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, then there's no machlokes. Here's a picture of the walls that don't reach the schach. Then another one came along, and these are all in the name of Rav. These three shitas. Well, another one comes along and says, no. The whole machloikis is when the sukkah is less than 4 amos. But if the sukkah is wider than 4 amos, everybody agrees it can be taller than 20 amos. And then the third shita was, no, the whole machloikis is when it's less than 7 tfachim, tiny little sukkah. But if it's more than 7 tfachim, even if it's more than 20 amos, it's good. Says the Gemara. Then we had a story. Hilni Amalka, she was sitting in a sukkah that was taller than 20 amos. And Chachamim came to visit her, and they didn't say a word. They let her sit there. So you see, what do you see? So, Rabbi Yehuda was trying to prove that you're allowed to have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos. And then they said, no, she's a woman. A woman's not chayav in a sukkah, but she had children. She had 7 children. At least one of them was chayav, b'chinuch. Okay. So now the Gemara goes, that's where we stopped on Friday, middle of the sugya. Because if you're new to Daf Yomi, it's a big, big no-no to do even one word onto the next daf. It's a big isser. It's one of these surah of Daf Yomi. So even if it's the middle of the line, we like to stop. Not always. Sometimes I'm over on the isser. We do tshuva later. Here. Bish amar magis. If we're talking about this case right over here, okay, I gotta say that a queen, a wealthy queen, could sit in a sukkah like this. It makes sense. There's a lot of air coming in. She needs the air. Great. So it makes sense. That cheetah in Rav makes sense. But if we're talking about either one of these, doesn't matter which one. This one certainly is a big, big problem. Seven tefachim. But even this, four amas. What, a queen is going to sit in an 8-foot sukkah? She's a queen.
Omar Rabba Baravado Lo Nitzrucha Elo Lasuko Asuyo Kitonios Kitonios.
What happened was this queen, now the question really Rashi points out right away, she's a queen. Now, no, maybe she sat in a sukkah that's 8 feet. But a queen has misharsim, she has slaves, she has all sorts of things going on, she has an entourage. 8 feet is not enough for her. Says the Gemara, maybe the pshat is, she had a very large sukkah, but it's made something like this. Compartments, she sat in one, her avadim, shvachas, they sat in different ones. It's also not the way it's done. Omer Ravashi, le'nitzrucha elo le'kitonios sheba. In other words, yes, this makes more sense. We had a giant, giant sukkah, like in Bavav and Barapai. Massive sukkah. But since she's a woman, she wanted to be tsunua and sit on the side so that the chachamim and everybody could do their thing, big kashrus, in a regular sukkah. And she sat in here in the seven. Now, if she had her children with her and everything, like Gemara is going to say, so what? How do they all fit in here? Do they all fit in here? So Rashi has the question, he discusses it a little bit, but Tosfos says, just to point out Tosfos, Taisa says it was seven, but it was wide. So her seven children, as you can see, they were able to fit in there. Okay. Rabbanan Savri, Bnei Basukah Mal Yavi Asvi, her son sat in the major sukkah. Vi Yosef Gitayis. And she sat in the small little guy off the sukkah Mshum Tzniyusa. Mshum Achi Le'ar Miladavar. And that makes sense why Chacham didn't say anything to her, because she's a woman and she's potter. Rabbi Yudah Sabar Bonel Gabah V'Yasmi. She was with her children. So how's it possible if she has children, at least one of the seven is going to have to be the age of chinuch. What's the age of chinuch? I might have not mentioned it yesterday. Age of chinuch is 5, 6 years old. A boy, a kid, we're talking about boys here, that, because if it's a girl and she's not as a potter from Sukkah, but a boy who doesn't scream mommy, mommy when he gets up in the middle of the night, 5, 6 years old. Today, there's my 18-year-old screams mommy, but it's a different generation. Amarav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. I don't want to say my 11-year-old because he's here tonight. I'm not going to. He's already, he's big. He doesn't do that. Amarav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Halacha tzricha shtei mavzekes roishoi verubai vishulchanai. La halacha, you need a sukkah. And we call that seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Why? Because we know throughout Shas, a human being takes up an amma. Now I'm a sixth tefachim. So where do we get to seven? Because the extra tefach is the shulchan. So halacha tzricha shtei mavzekes roishoi v'ruvim shulchanai. Halacha l'maisa. You hear Mendy? It's for you. No, he said I should say more halacha l'maisa. I said every shir I try to give halacha l'maisa, but I don't scream out halacha l'maisa. Now I'm going to scream out for him. There was a person, a Talmud Chacham, brought down in the Sefer. Talmud Chacham was at... Imagine this, he was a guest by the Chavetz Chaim on Sukkot. Chavetz Chaim says, come sleep with me in the Sukkah. Can you imagine sleeping the Chavetz Chaim in the Sukkah? He slept with him in the Sukkah, and he sees that the Chavetz Chaim was very careful to keep his table in the Sukkah. He says, Rebbe, what's the pshat over here? He said, because a Sukkah during the day that you can't have your bed in it, or at night where you can't have your table in it, halacha l'maisa, he paskins, and it's in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Duyk in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not a sukkah. You have to be able to have everything that you need for sleeping and eating in the sukkah. So think about it. Makbet to keep his table. He didn't fold it up and throw it out of the sukkah. I need to put all my beds down. Sometimes we do that. I mean, there's a lot of guests. You like lay out the beds. It's a nice halacha to remember. So I'm going to argue with the Chavetz Chaim, but it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah also. But based on the story, it's very nice how it's completely in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Gemara, Omalei Reb Abba Kiman Kibishamai. So, there is a Mishnah later on. Let's see if I can find it here. Here's the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mi Shahaya Roishoi Verubai Besukah eventually we're going to get those screens working like they did, and this is going to go on the screen. The pizza is here, whoever wants to take, calmly. Bring it to the kids before they jump out. Okay? Mishahaya Raishai Berubai Besukha Beshukhanim Sechabayas. If a person was, most of his head, his body was in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. So Mishnah in Daf Chav Chesam Adal. Get there in a month. Bishamai Poislim. Bishamai says it's Pasol. Ubeisilel Machshirin. Now, as the Gemara is going to discuss, a little bit of a contradiction here in the Mishnah. Because it starts off saying Mishahaya. He. It's not talking about a size of a sukkah. It's talking about the human being, the guy. The guy sat in the wrong way. He sat where most of his body was in the sukkah, but he put the table in the house. It doesn't say how big the sukkah was. So it should finish off saying, Eina Yaitza. He's not Yaitza. But it says Pasul. Pasul is referring to a size of a sukkah, not a, what the person did. Mishahaya is referring to an act, an action. And Pasul is referring to a size of a sukkah. And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss here. So the fact that we're saying that the sukkah has to have the size of a roish, roiv, and a shulchan, which is seven tfachim, Amalei Baba, Kiman Kibishamai, that goes according to Bishamai in this Mishnah over here. They say they're more machmer in this case than Beisila, and they say you need more pasul. And in fact, we're passing like this. This is one of the six places in Shas that Allah is like Bishamai. Amalei Ela Kiman. What? You don't know the Mishnah? Everybody knows the Mishnah by heart. Of course. The one who says that a sukkah has to be seven tfachim is Bishamai. What are you telling me, big chidushim? Ikid army, some say it a little differently. Omer Babu. Domalachmani. Who's the one that told you this? Amalei Bishamai, Beloit Puzzles Mina. That's the halacha. It has to be seven tfachim. Fine. Masu Ravanachim by Yitzchak. Mamayi Bishamai, Bisil Bisukkah Ketani Pligi. Who told you, if you read this Mishnah, who told you that they're discussing a sukkah that's seven tfachim by seven tfachim? Dilma Bisukkah Gdoyla Pligi. Here, beautiful picture. Here's a guy, has a beautiful sukkah, massive sukkah, but he's too lazy to schlep his table from the dining room into the sukkah, so he leaves it right by the doorway, and his whole, it's kosher. His head and his whole body's in the sukkah. His food is in the house, what's the big deal? That's the machloikis. What's the shaila? The shaila is, he might get up and walk inside the house in the middle. He might eat, chew his food, inside the house, that's a problem. But we're not discussing a small sukkah. Who told you that we're discussing a 7x7 sukkah? Because it says mufurish, we're talking about a person. There's nothing wrong with the sukkah. What's wrong in this picture is the person who's sitting in the sukkah. He's doing something wrong. Why? Because his food is in the house. So that's why it says, Mishahaya. The Misa, Machzek is Veinu Machzek is Mibarele. If you're right that we're discussing in Machlokes about how big the sukkah is, how large it is, it should have said, Machzekes, does it hold seven? Does it hold the table? It doesn't hold the table. We're not talking about holding. We're talking about the person doing something. Okay. Now, just again, Allah Lamaisa. Shalom Aleichem. Avigdu Fold all the way. You came all the way from there. From your shalom. Very nice. There's a chair right here in the front. Come to the front if you want. Yeah. Grab the pizza when you're on it. Yeah, bring it anyway. So you bring it to the kids. Great. So, Stama Shaila, I mean, maybe we're jumping the gun. The halacha is like Bishamai, right? What does Bishamai say? We're talking about halacha that maybe he's going to be drawn into the house. So, you're in a sukkah that's 100% kosher. Midrash, so what you're doing is 100% good. But, Bishamai say, no, you're not yoytze mitzvah sukkah. Bishamai say, we're going to take away your mitzvah from you. We're able to take it away because we're the Rabbanan. We're going to take away your sukkah. But the Rai says, Yoitza, I'm taking it away from you. This is a nice Shaila. Shaila Lamaisa, Nogel Lamaisa. What happens if you're on in sukkah, sukkahs,
And the only way you can be yoitza the mitzvah right now is if you do something against Rabbanon. Let's say Rabbanon say, you're not allowed to have wide planks for schach. Midaraisa der mutter. That's the only thing you have. You're on a safari in Africa. The only thing they gave you is like this. What are you going to do? Do you sit in that kind of sukkah that you're not yoitzim the Rabbanon, or you're not allowed to sit in that sukkah? Shailom ma'isa. So, there's actually a machloek is achorinim about the Magen Avraham Paskins, you should sit in it. Hashem wants you to sit in it, whole thing. But I saw a very interesting thing from the Nimukei Orach Chaim. He says, mamash, interesting chiddush. He says that if you have to close your sukkah because of the rain, you put it like a metal piece, like right, 100% pasul midaraisa, it's better to sit in the sukkah than in your house. That's what he says. Because this gedusha, you heard about this, Rabbi Schoenberg? Because this gedusha in the sukkah, even though right now it's 100% pasul, it's better to sit in the sukkah. Okay, fine. Very good. By the way, I mean, I'm sure I would have other opportunities to say this, but it's Motzei Shabbos. There was a guy in Lincolnwood, a wealthy individual, who built a massive sukkah, beautiful sukkah. And he hired my friend, I won't say his whole name, Morty. Everybody in Chicago knows who he is. He's a big contractor. And, maybe I shouldn't have said his name because of the end of the story. No, but okay, it got much better after he built him a shlak. A shlak of all shlaks. You know what shlak is? It covers the sukkah. Like a tarp. He built him this tarp with a whole mechanism. Go like this, and it just comes down, the whole thing. And then, sure enough, it rained. The guy spent thousands of dollars on this tarp. It rained, and he put the tarp over his sukkah. And the rain came, and most of it went off the tarp, but a little bit got caught in the tarp. And it started growing. It became a larger and larger puddle. Until it was so much, it was like a swimming pool, and all four walls caved in. The entire sukkah, bye-bye. You've never seen a disaster like that in your life. It was like literally wall on top of walls, like the whole thing, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't correct it. It was like destroyed. All right. I probably don't, Mustafa, there's some sugi about tarp somewhere in the Masech. I know there is, but whatever. We'll have to come up with another story, make up another ma'isa. All right. Says the Gemara, what? Yeah. There's a Mishnah, yeah, of course. Ubesuka ktana loy pligi. So ask the Gemara, Ubesuka ktana loy pligi, matanya. There is a machloikis in a tiny sukkah, nothing to do with the guy sitting at the edge of the sukkah, in a very large sukkah, sitting in his house, or the shulchan in his house. Matanya, I think it's Rishi Rubai, Vishulchanai. So pay attention over here. Over here it says the word shulchanai. If you're sitting in a sukkah that holds your whole body, most of your body, your head, most of your body, and a table, how wide is that? We know that to be 7 tefachim. Rabbi Oymach, Yibarba, I think Dardam should eat pizza now, seriously, unless you wash, whatever. One piece, you don't wash, you should eat, because it's going to be cold. Rabbi Oymach, Yibarba, Amos, El Arba Amos. Rabbi says, no, a sukkah has to be 4 amos. So we saw that before. Who says you don't have to wash? Now, everybody holds you have to watch. Givaldic. The Americans, whatever, it's made out of, they have common coolers. I'm waiting. Okay, so you can get up one at a time, slowly and quietly to the sink. Rabbi Oymach, Yibba Arba Amos, and Arba Amos. I know people hold, but some people hold that since you don't make a suda on it, it's only one slice. Huh? My kids, for instance, less than 4 slices is 0. It's more like a snack, so I'm the mutter. Ooh. He's the guy that edits the video, so I guess he's not going to edit himself out of there. V'tanya idoch. Rabbi Yoyim kol sukkah she'im bo arba amos. What's going on here? Kol sukkah she'im bo arba amos al arba amos psula. V'chachomim yoyim afilo einu machzekes. Listen to this lashon now. Ela roishe v'rubay. What's missing from this line? Shulchanoy. A pilate of a Rosh Rubai, which is 6 tefachim, Sheira. V'yushukhani like Tani, Kashin Adadi. We have a contradiction in the Brises. Elo Lashma Minoho Bishamai or Bisilol. One is Bishamai, one is Bisilol. In other words, Bishamai hold has to be 7 tefachim, Bisham Bisilol say 6 tefachim. So you see that as a machloikis, even in a small sukkah, not only in this case where the sitting at the edge of a large sukkah with his table
in. Guys, it's disturbing me, the noise here. We have to be very quiet. I can't concentrate. Thank you. Omar Mazutra. Maslisa Nami Daiko, Mediktoni Beishamai Poislim, Ubeisil Makshirin. So then he goes, they go and they bring a riot from the end of the mission. It says at the end of the mission, Poislim, which is a lushan of the size of a sukkah. In the beginning we said, it's mashma, that's not the size, it just happens to be, that's where he's at. His table's in the house, but it's a very large sukkah. But the end seems like we're talking about a small sukkah. So Zimari, you're right. This lashon shouldn't say pasul, it should say, the guy is not yaitza. It's a beautiful, large sukkah, he's not yaitza. So what do you do with the beginning of the Mishnah, which seems like it's the problem with the guy, not the size? He says, you're right. The Mishnah is talking about two different things. The first part of the Mishnah where it says, Mishahaya is talking about a large sukkah, he just messed up because his table is inside the house. And the end of this, the chasuri mechser v'achakitani, Mishahaya reishim rubi v'sukkah v'shukhani v'deich ha'bayis, v'shamayayim v'layotza v'silayim yotza, v'shenim achzekis v'kidei reishim rubi v'vad. But if it's a small tiny sukkah, again, another machloikis, v'shamayayim paisim v'silayim achshirim, enochanami. If you want to continue the first words of the Mishnah, Mishahaya, what would be the proper lashon to say? Yatza, not yatza. The fact that it says poislim machshir, we're talking about a whole new case of a tiny sukkah. They argue on two different things. So they argue on two different things. The halach is like mishamai. In what? In a small sukkah. So the Rishayim are done again, one of these things. Since the halach is like mishamai, is the halach like mishamai in both cases? In a large sukkah where he's sitting and the table's inside the house? Or perhaps only in the case of a small sukkah. Well, it depends. What is the reason of Bishamai? Bishamai says the reason is because he might go into the house. He might leave the... So if that's the reason and he's right, his svara is a good svara, and the reason is in both sukkahs, then the halakha would be like him in both sukkahs, in the large sukkah and the small sukkah. But if the two different reasons, two different svaras, and we pass him like Bishamai in one svara only, then the halakha would be like Bishamai only in one case. Okay. Now, based on this machloikus, we have a machloikus. We just mentioned Rebbe. Rebbe says that a sukkah has to be 4 amas, about 8 feet. Perhaps you can make a connection here. It says like this: Bayishem by arba amos al arba amos. Listen to this: a house that doesn't have, that's not 4 amas wide by 4 amas wide. There's a bunch of cool halachas here. One is, what? It's not a house. If it's not a house, so many halachas that the Torah talks about and says house, patur min ha-mezuzah, you're patur from a mezuzah. It's not a house. It has to be 4 hours by 4 hours. Umir ha-makil, and it's patur from a fence. You know, a house has to have a fence. Otherwise, people might fall off. It's dangerous. If it's not 4 by 4, you're patur, because it says in the Torah the word bayis when it comes to mind. And we know in Eretz Yisrael only, a house that has tsaras on it, a body could have tsaras, a house could have tsaras. The whole halacha, Chayin comes, close up the house, took out the piece, whatever the halachas are. If it's not 4 by 4 amas, that halacha doesn't apply. So this is a very interesting halacha. Look at this. We're learning now sukkah. How many different halachas are we learning here? Unbelievable, all over Shas. Things that a lot of people have never heard about, unless you learn sukkah, of course. So it says like this, it says in the Torah, if you buy a house, you purchase a house in a walled city, then you could redeem your house. It's like, maybe that's where, I don't know if you ever try to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shiva Madur Gehenim. Right now, this month alone, Donnie in the back could tell you, I went, they said, okay, you told me, that I want to buy that one. Oh, that one he doesn't want to sell anymore. Doesn't want to sell. Okay, fine, so we don't, there's nothing left in the market. I'll take that one. Oh, he wants another 2 million shekel. I'm not, Donnie, get over here. Get over here, Donnie. Get over here. Come, Donnie. Donnie wants to see what a cool real estate broker in Beth Shemesh looks like. We have Hill Abramson, but Donnie took me around. Abram Zimin. Maza. Anderson. Okay. Donnie, is it a Maisa Shaya what I just said?
Not even exaggerated. Not at all. Not a little bit of exaggeration.
So I'll take that house. Oh no, I just spoke to the guy. He wants more. Oh, no, I think no, he doesn't want to sell. He'll sell it. He'll sell it in 2 years. The other guy said, "I'll sell it to you." I'm not a different guy. Not with him. I'll sell it to you, but I'm keeping one room in the house. It's like you get crazy stuff.
That might be a little bit.
It happened. That happened. How you doing, Mark? Mark's here. All in Jerusalem. So I'm thinking maybe it started from this. Maybe it's because of the Torah. You sell a house, and then your wife has a little bit of a charata. You can go back to the guy, knock on the door, I want my house back. And he has to leave. You have a whole year. You can kick him out. That's only an Eretz Yisrael. And that's halacha in the house. After that house, after that year, nothing. Zero. You can never go back. But when it comes to a field, it's very different. For the first 2 years, you can't do anything. But after that, you can redeem your field whenever you want. Yep, I want the field. And then, if not, if you don't redeem it, it comes back to you on Yovel. Now, goes like this. So if you have a house, you sold a house, you sold a little hut that's less than 4x4, it's not a house. So memela, I can't redeem it the first year, but it's like a field. So it'll come back to me after, by Yovel, whatever, I could do whatever I want. Okay. But these are halachas only in Eretz Yisrael. You know what? I made fun of Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, but I'm going to get all these emails. How can you say that? I once said something about a refrigerator. I said the refrigerator in Eretz Yisrael costs double. I got 3 emails. How can you, you're like the Meraglim. Like not Meraglim. It's a refrigerator from China that costs 3 times the amount here in Eretz Yisrael. It's the guy selling it. No, you're Meraglim. So I'll say a very nice thing. I'll say, I once saw a beautiful thing. A guy was at somebody's house on Friday night, and he saw interesting thing, the guy, he's giving brachas to his kids, and all the kids come around in a big giant circle, and they're pushing. He's like, what's going on? So he said, I'll tell you what's going on. He's in America. Did I say he was in Eretz Yisrael? Wrong. He's in America. So he's in America. So the guy says, I'll tell you. We are dying to move to Israel. Dying. But we can't. Whatever. So what I do is, I buy a bottle of wine from Israel, and I open it up in front of my mishpach, and I tell them, that the first part that comes out, that's the ear from Eretz Yisrael. You smell the ear from Eretz Yisrael. It makes it exciting. They all come, all the kids. You smell. We're here in Eretz Yisrael now. We're smelling. That's pizza. That's something else. It's a little, but fine. Zok to Gemara. What's the point of these halachas? You know what? I'll skip to them for a second so we don't lose. We're trying to prove is Rebbe, who says that a sukkah has to be 4 amos, is he the same halacha over here, that a house has to be, if it's not 4 amos, you're probably from a mezuzah, you're probably from a fence, you're probably from, maybe it's the same kind of thought. Says the Gemara, what else? We know, if somebody builds a house and he didn't live in it, and he's trying to get out of it, like the Kohen gets up and he says, okay, who built a house? If you built a house, or you're in Kailal, you don't go to war. Okay, so this is not a house. Okay, nice try. You heard they're going to war, so everybody puts a, you know, a 3x4 thing. That's not a house. It has to be a serious house. Okay, for a second, what's Eruv? Eruv means that if you have a chatzar, you're in a courtyard. Here's the courtyard in the time of the Gemara. All these houses, they open up into the courtyard. So, Midrabanan, you cannot carry from here to here, from your house into here, because too many people own this. Different people own it. Reminds me of Rosh Hashanah. Here's Rosh Hashanah. So what do you do is, you make an Eruv. Everybody takes a piece of bread, and they put it into one house. And then it's as if they all live together, they all are one resident, there's one residency here, and then they could all use this. Now, if you have a small 4 amma house, first of all, you don't have to be mishtatef with everybody else. You don't have a house. Second of all, another halacha that we're going to see in a second, you cannot place the bread in there because the bread has to be placed in a house and it's not a house. So two halachas. First of all, you're not chayiv in it. Second of all, you can't place it in it. So shittu mevayis we discussed yesterday. It's the same idea. And that is, over here is a mavo, it's an alleyway. And these are the chatzeirois. Here's a house, here's a chatzer that we just discussed. The chatzer goes into the alleyway.
Now, this alleyway is similar to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it'd be also to carry from here to here with the Rabbanon. So what do? They do a Shitufei Mivayis. If you notice also, there's a tiny little lechi here, a little piece of wood, which is also important to have, so that you don't walk into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But they take their stuff and they put it, let's say, in this barrel over here. Now this barrel, where is it? It's not inside a house, it's inside a chatzer. Because we're trying to combine all the chatzeros that are here and make them one, the same idea as the Eruv. It's an Eruv, but it's an Eruv for all the chatzeros to be one. Wow, man, we're going through a lot of halachas here. Ve'im enichim by Eruv, and then I said before that you don't place an Eruv, or the bread, into a house that's less than 4 amas wide. We just turned to have Gimlum Days, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim. Wow. Refuahs and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. It's another amazing halacha. Here's just, I printed a picture, I might as well show you. You don't put the bread in this little guy's house. It's not large enough for, oh, you can leave it over there. Leave the camera there, because I'm going to show this now. Here we go. What happens is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas past your city limits, past your house, but if you're in the city, that limit goes to the end of the city. So if you live in here somewhere, your 2,000 amas starts from this wall, you go this way 2,000 amas. Now, if there are houses on the way, as long as there are houses, like they have this whole Shilai Yerushalayim, where does Yerushalayim extend to? If there's a house, so every 70 and 4 tfachim, 70 and 2/3, you're going to have a house, and you have another house, it just goes and goes and goes, you can carry all the way to the last house. What if you have two cities? So if there's a house between the two cities, and they're within each, it's 70 and 2/3, and 70 and 2/3, that house will bridge the gap between the two cities, and now you can extend to the other end of the city. Your tchum, you can walk from your city to the city, and when you get to the end of the city, that's where your 2,000 amas start. Okay, yeah? Now the mom's behaving. Without pizza? They didn't even wash? Why did you guys wash? Okay. Okay, so it says like this. Ibur means like a pregnant woman. This is like an extension to the city. The city is a little pregnant. And Mimela, it connects the cities. But that again has to be a house, a real house that's more than 4x4 amas. So now the Gemara understands this is the Havamina, but in the Havamina, if you have two partners or brothers who got a Yerusha, they can't force each other to divide something that's not divisible. You can't take something that's so small and cut it in half and say, you get half, we're both not going to benefit from it. So they can't force each other to split it. So now, finally, after we learned all these halachas, perhaps this goes according to Rebbe that says that a sukkah has to be at least 4 amas. Says the Gemara. Afilu teimer Rabbanon. Even Rabbanon who hold that a sukkah does not have to be 4 amas. I can't like Amir Rabbanon also melili in sukkah. The diras arai. What are we talking about? A sukkah. A sukkah is a diras arai. It's a temporary house. And Mimela, since it's temporary, it doesn't have to be 4 amas. But when it comes to a house, and why do you need a house? Because the Torah says, Al mezuzah is beisecha, uvishorecha. Beisecha, that's to be your house. All these things say the word house. So a house is a house, and a house is 4 amas. Rabbanon admit that a regular house that's permanent has to be 4 amas. They just say, they argue a Rebbe, that when it comes to the sukkah, it doesn't have to be 4 amas. Amamar. Now the Gemara just goes into all these halachas one by one. Potter min a mezuzah, u min a makah, min a mkame min a goy, min a nechle vavadah, chayma, min chayzim vavadah, marachem a chama, my taima. What is the reason for all these halachas? The bayis ksibu bekulu. If you look in Rashi says, mezuzah besecha, kisiv na bayis chodosh, u basher loya bayis, kim kikor, Beis Moishav Asher Bona Beis Chodosh. Okay. Ve'im Ma'arvim Boy.
It says that if this house is less than 4 hours and 4 hours, you don't make an Erev in it. It doesn't require Erev. It doesn't require Erev. And you don't put an Erev in it. My time. Since it's not something that you live in, it's not royal deer, so it doesn't require an Erev. Not only does it require Erev, you don't put an Erev in it because it's not a house. The Erev is a house. The whole point of the house is, the whole point of the Erev is that we are getting together here. We all live in this house. All of us live in this house. But it's not Rei L'dira. It's less than 4 hours. Nobody lives in a house like that. So, by the way. Eruvei chatzera is a menichem boy, aval shittuf menichem boy. You could put, when it comes to a mavoy, you could put the Eruv of the mavoy in it. My time, huh? The leidara, mechatzer shebe mavoy. Very, very simple. What's a shittuf mavoy? Shittuf mavoy says, I'm taking all the chatzeros in this courtyard, or here, all these guys. We're taking this chatzer, this chatzer, this guy's chatzer, all the chatzeres, and we're combining, we all live together. But it's the chatzeres. So where does the Erev have to be? The Erev should be in a chatzer, not in a house. How does it help me that you put all the Eruvim in a house? When I'm trying to combine chatzeres. Before I was trying to combine homes, so I put the Erev in the house. Now I'm trying to combine the courtyards. So the courtyard, you have to put the Eruv in one courtyard to show that all these courtyards are owned together. Right? That's why there's an issue with the Eruvim. If there's somebody that can't own it with you, a non-Jew, and this, there's a different problems when it comes to Eruv. Because of this idea that how does the Eruv work? We're all in this together. We all live here together. We all own this area together. Okay. Yeah, it's the middle of a kasha. I'm just explaining what's going on here. I'm saying the terrace before the kasha. My daima, this nan, we're explaining what is the difference between an Eruv and a Shituf. An Eruv says you cannot take everybody's bread and put it into a house that's less than 4x4 amas, but a Shituf, I can take it and put it into the house that's less than 4 amas. You know why? Look at it. In this picture, they put it into a barrel. So why is a house that's less than 4x4 amas different than a barrel? It's a large barrel. That's all it is. It's a something. It's a kli in the middle of a chatzer. It's not a house. It's nothing. It's not a eruv chatzer. The chatzer shetuvim mavi b'mavi. Vavinimba, we ask the question: eruv chatzer is b'chatzer. Look what it says here. You take the eruv. You take everybody's bread and you put it inside a courtyard. That doesn't make sense. Eruv chatzer b'chatzer v'snan. We learned hanois in eruv b'beis shar achsadro. Bishar here. Where's the picture? Hope I have the picture. Oh, here. Beautiful picture. By the way, I spoke to the author, the owner of Kol HaLashon. I said this when we were learning Erevin, because we use this extensively in Erevin, together with Pirushkai and a few others. He spent close to $1 million making the Sefer on Erevin. So I don't know how much this cost him. I didn't ask him, and he didn't offer. But I'm saying $200,000 to make the Sefer, and he does it with his own money to benefit Klal Yisrael. He takes 20 shekel for his book, whatever it is, and go ahead, use it, do whatever he wants. Unbelievable, the chesed this guy does. And Kol HaLashon also, he won't take any sponsorships. It's like Torah anytime in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't know what Kol HaLashon is, he won't take any sponsors, nothing. He does everything with his own money. Fine. So he wants all the schosim for himself. Unlike, you know, I'm very nice. I let people buy gemaras and this, this. He doesn't, he wants everything himself. Look at this picture. We had this is a picture. I'm just saying he saved a little money on this one because he took it right out of the safer from Erev. Here you have everything in one shot. You cannot put your Erev in the base shard. That's the entrance with the entryway to the chatzar. Achsadra is a portico. And a merpeset, we know what a merpeset looks like. This is like a cheap motel somewhere. It has this little thing. You can't put your Erev over here. Okay. If you look at Rashi, very interesting. Look at Rashi, the Rav Masel Achsadra, he says portico. It's not considered an Eruv. Well, we just said a second ago that you take your Eruv and put it in the Chatzar. And here it says you can't put your Eruv, not a Beis Shar, not a Chsadra, nowhere. You can't do it anywhere. So it's a problem. If you live there, doesn't make it aser. Why? Because it's not living. You can't live on a merpeset. You can't live. That's homeless. That's not a real beis dira. Ela ema. So you have to say, eruv chatzer is bebayis shebachatzer. And what it's coming to say, don't Don't think you made a mistake here. Didn't make a mistake. It's very deliberate. What it's trying to tell you is that you should take your Eruv and put it in your chatzar, meaning in this chatzar over here. Don't go down the block and put it in somebody else's house. If you have everybody's Eruv, you have five pieces of bread from five people, you cannot take those five pieces of bread and give it to your neighbor who lives across the street. They have to be part of this chatzar. That's why it says the chatzar, to teach us this halacha. And when it says, b'bayin shebachatzar, b'shidur mavayis, b'chatzar shebemavayis. And where do you put b'shidur mavayis? If somebody has a Mazda that's blocking two cars, and there's, okay, hopefully it's not from our chaver. Our guys would never do something like that. What was the haver mina b'chal? This little 4x4 hut, whatever you want to call it, is no worse than just putting it in the middle of your chatzar. It doesn't ruin it. I mean, that's why you can take the sheet of mavayis and put it in the chatzar in your less than 4x4 house. Right? So going back to this halacha, the house that's less than 4 amos, if it's less than 4 amos, it cannot combine the two cities together. Why? Bugonim, oh, I have some sort of picture here, I think. Oh, here. This is a bugonim. It's some sort of hut made out of reeds and leaves. If you have this in between two cities, it's good. But if I build a nice house that's less than 4x4, it's no good. Why? What's the difference? My time of Bergonim Chazal Masayu. Whoever built this, built it for a purpose. This is to hunt. Whatever. This is the way you build this kind of structure. It has a purpose. Okay? You want to blend into the surroundings of it. So this is what you do. So therefore, it's able to combine cities. Will say, but if you build a tiny little house, that's not a house. A house that's less than 8 feet wide and by eight by eight is not a house. Will say, fine. And now we're going to talk a little bit about, we're just going to finish the sugya for tonight. If the house is less than 4x4 amos, brothers who inherit a house and shutvim don't, they can't force each other. You know, you have the buy-sell option in real estate. If you have a partnership, it always says, I could force you to buy and you could force me. I could force you to sell it to me. Or we name a price and you can't do that over here. You can't force your partner to sell it to you or you sell it to him. Why? It's too small and has zero value. What are you going to do with a 2x2, 2 amma by 4 amma house? Nothing. It seems like the whole problem is because it's less than 4. Ha is be arba'am is chokim, right? Simple diuk. It seems like that if it's 5x5, you could force a chaluka. Vosnan, and that's not true. It says ein chokim is a chotzer achiyah ba arba'am is lezeh va'arba'am is lezeh. 5x5, you cannot force a division. It's only if there's 4x8. And a 4x8, I get 4x4 and you get 4x4. Eloema, ein boy din chaluka bechot, kichotzer, or bechotzer, you have to be various here. You can't force him to split it like a chotzer. Now what? Domer Avuna, chotzer lefi psochem is chalek, it's very cool halacha. Look at this. A father left the Yerusha to his sons, he wanted to be fear. So he gave this guy the double wide, what is this called in English? Trailer. The double wide trailer. And he gave his other son 3 baby trailers. Okay? So how it works is, according to Rav Huna, is because he got 3 doors and he only got 1 door. Yes, his trailer is 3 times the size of a single trailer over here. But the chotzer gets divided by the doors. So Shimon, in yellow, 1, 2, 3, he gets 3/4 of the entire chatzar. All of this is Shimon, and this strip right over here is for Reuben. Why? Because the svara in this is, according to him, that the chatzar is only there for you to unload and load your stuff. to pull up your car, your wagon, and unload. So each door needs the chatzar for it. So therefore, each door, so he gets, you think that he gets in terms of, maybe he got gypped off over here because there's small little things, but he gets, in terms of chatzar, he got, he benefited. That's one svar. Chris says, no, that's not how it works. This is how it works. I helped myself to do a little red so you could see it, a little shvach, only because I want to point out something here, that each door gets four amas, but by the width. So if you have a giant wide door, one of those double doors that they have sometimes in American homes, like this one right over here, so you get four amas long by, let's say, eight amas wide. It goes by the door. If it's very narrow, you get it. The point is, again, once again, that you could be able to unload your stuff in front of the door. So let's say after you give each one his four amas in front of the door, you have 100 amas left. Each brother is going to get 50 amas. You divide it right down the middle in terms of square footage. But each brother gets in front of the door four amas depending on the size of the door. That's Rav Chisda. I'm almost done. And the rest is divided equally. That's great when you have a double trailer or whatever, a house. But this is a piece of garbage that's meant to be knocked down. It has zero value. If this is what you have, this is your inheritance, you inherited something that's less than 4x4, you get zero chatzar because it's not a house. It's meant to be knocked down. Have a wonderful week. Be'ezer Hashem. I will see you tomorrow by shir at 7:15. Please give this to someone in the shir you trust. I'm supposed to insult somebody. I trust my son. Here, where's Yolo? Yolo, get over here. Not for you. Please give to David Feinberg. That's what it says on it.
Agitavoch, everybody.